Tulip Mania, Tulip Bust Part 2. The collapse of the tulip trade after February the 3rd was so complete that virtually no information has survived concerning the sort of prices that were paid for bulbs in the spring of 1637. It would appear that the only buyers left in the market were the connoisseurs and perhaps a few rich florists who were not entirely dependent on flowers for their wealth, and that only the rarest and most superbly fine varieties had any chance at all of being sold. According to one contemporary, a tulip that had been worth 5,000 guilders before the crash was sold later for only 50 guilders. In May of 1637, a bed of tulips that would have brought 600 to 1,000 guilders in January changed hands for 6 guilders, and a selection of bulbs worth 400 guilders during the boom now sold for 22 guilders. These prices suggest that where tulips could be sold at all, they brought at best just over 5% of their old values, and often only 1% or less. So this was a truly spectacular crash, even if it was not more or less instantaneous in each of the towns affected by the mania. The collapse of the tulip certainly cannot have taken more than 3 or 4 months. It was far more rapid and complete than the notorious crash of Wall Street in 1929 and the Great Depression that followed it. In that case, it took more than 2 years for share prices to fall to their lowest point, and even then, some still retained 20% of their old value. Amid all the confusion, few florists seem to have understood exactly why the bulb trade had collapsed in such spectacular fashion. Yet in retrospect, it is not difficult to see that the crash was all but inevitable. Tulip mania burned steadily while there was fuel in the shape of a steady supply of bulbs. But during the winter of 1636-37, demand for tulips outstripped the supply and the mania began. Then pound goods and unicolored tulips were then pressed into circulation. And in a market where even despised tulips like Switzer's and Witt Cronin were selling for 1,000 guilders a pound or more, the florists in Holland were dealing every last bulb they could lay their hands on. The absence of cheap bulbs meant that it was all but impossible for more novice florists to enter the market. So you couldn't get new people to come in, and they're giving bring their money in. A handful of the existing traders were even selling up and trying to take their profits. So a shrinking number of florists possessed only a limited amount of capital. They were somehow sustaining a constant rapid rise in prices. Sooner or later, even those who still believed that the trade was fundamentally healthy would become unable to afford the next price rise and hesitate to commit themselves. So by February 1637, money and bulbs, the two fuels of tulip mania, were both exhausted. So the tulip mania burned in a final burst of trading before ultimately collapsing in on itself. The explanation for the catastrophe lies in the extraordinary rapidity with which the bulbs had passed from one hand to another at the height of the boom. In most bull markets, there are also bears. They hold back capital and wait for prices to fall so they can buy valuable stock at lower prices. But the majority of the tulips that were traded in the last 2 months of the mania were literally worthless. There was no demand. No connoisseur would even consider planting them. Only the people who sold them thought they had value. So there was nothing for a bear trader to exploit. Worse, it would appear that the mania had sucked in everyone it touched in the tavern colleges. Few florists had had much capital to spare when they entered the market, and almost none were now caught in one or more of the complete complex chains of obligations that the bulb trade had created. We'll talk about that probably not next time, but the time after, you know, where somebody would buy the bulb, but you would get a piece of paper, one to pick it up, and then you sold that piece of paper to another person, to another person, and to another person. So it gets pretty messy. A large number of people had sold or mortgaged what few possessions they had to finance their dealings in the bulb market. Those who were in this desperate position faced not merely loss, but ruin. And by ruin, I mean not just destitution, but it could end up in consignment to a workhouse, or even starvation. The last thing any of these people wanted to do at this point was to bid on another tulip. Every florist was now a seller. But the collapse was not simultaneous throughout Holland. The collapse at Haarlem would take a few days to travel through the United Provinces. And so that's what we'll look at next time. Now, the sources for this, the variety that I have been using, The Day of the Book of the Tulip by Hall, The Tulip by Pavord, Tulip Mania by Dash, The Revolt of the Netherlands by Guile, and The Delusions and Madness of Crowds by McKay. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.